Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we just conducted a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, the question is, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Moving on. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree, sir?
Well, if the government has quit wasting money on it, so I think I somewhat disagree.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thanks, sir. Moving on. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Now, Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, sir? Strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, sir, after each, please indicate whether will you support or oppose the proposal. Here's the first one. Improving electrical grid reliability. Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I support better reliability.
So, how should I record your answer? Strongly support that or somewhat support?
Yeah, strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, expanding quality health care, will you support or oppose this?
Expanding quality health care?
Yes, sir, in Maryland. Will you support that proposal or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, strongly or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about the proposal of installing air conditioning in buildings that needed it? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed that?
I support putting air conditioning in the buildings that need it.
So strongly support that proposal or somewhat?
Somewhat support.
Yeah. I know it's more complicated than what it sounds, but I do appreciate you letting me know, okay, and by you sharing your information. But providing the proposal of providing immediate relief after a natural disaster, will you support or oppose this?
To support immediate relief after a national disaster?
There is a proposal, they're thinking about it, and that is going to provide immediate relief after a natural disaster in Maryland. Now, will you support or oppose this proposal?
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And protected infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. And building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Opposed. Strongly opposed.
And increasing access to public transportation. Support, opposed?
Support.
Thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, we're almost done. I appreciate your patience. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Now, I'm going to read the statements, and you can tell me afterwards if you find the statement very convincing, so what, not too, or not at all convincing, okay? Here's the first one. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management.
Sir, you're stating these things as facts.
No, this is the statement. This is the statement that people are making, sir. So,
first of all, climate change is a hoax. The climate has been changing for 30,000 years. 10,000 years ago, we were under 10,000 feet of ice. So these are loaded questions. I just want to let you know that.
No, and I understand that, sir, and thank you. It's been very educational. Believe me, that's what I'm saying. This is the statement some people make, okay, about the climate change. Now, the question is, did you find that statement very convincing? So what convincing? Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Yeah, okay. Now, the communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Now, public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Now, is this statement very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. And big oil and gas companies, instead of warning the public, they engage in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that the same companies help to pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, is this very convincing to you, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. Now, we almost finished. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a fair share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish my opinion.
Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish, or no impact?
Diminish.
Mm-hmm. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Diminish.
Thank you, sir. And will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure those costs are passed on to consumers? Is strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Okay. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for the president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you, sir. And which party, with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
And is your race white, Caucasian, African American, or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Believe me, I want to thank you for taking the time to help me. Okay? It means a lot to our study. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.